You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
You know, Todd, at one point in my career, I used to really like computers, playing with them, seeing what we can make them do, and you know, networking them, getting all that stuff working together. And now you fast forward 25, 30 years, and man, as a business owner, that is such a challenge.
Yeah, it is. It's challenging. There's a lot to it. When you think about my computers, my data, my network, the infrastructure part of it, there's a lot to know. There's a lot to be aware of. There's a lot to worry about. But you as a business owner really shouldn't necessarily be being the one worrying about the minutia of it. You should be conscious of it. You should be aware that all this stuff exists. And it's somewhat my responsibility to protect that and keep it safe. But you really should be relying on an expert who is in that world every day to kind of guide you.
Yeah, but you know, one of the things I look at is you know, we're not a huge company, right? We've only got a couple of machines around here. Do I really need to be paying attention? I mean, how critical is it that I'm worrying about that?
You know, I get that. That's unfortunately still a common misconception with small business owners. The stats don't really back up that small businesses aren't attacked. I mean, 40% or 46% of all cyber attacks impact businesses with less than 1,000 employees, and 30% or 37% of ransomware attacks actually hit companies with less than 100 employees. So, you know, the mindset that these malicious...
So less than 100 employees, I mean, that's the vast majority of companies across the country.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the mindset that these malicious actors have is Fortune 500 companies have Fortune 500 security budgets. So although the payoff is a lot more for those really large organizations, they're a lot harder to hit and really have success in attacking. They know that these smaller businesses maybe have the mindset that, you know, maybe they don't think that they're targets, they have less resources, less money to stick into it. Therefore, although the payoff can be less, there's a lot more of them and they're a lot easier to essentially get into.
Yeah, but really, I mean, it's different when you're trying to target, right?
Yeah.
Or hit, you know, someplace like that versus, you know, our little company. What's somebody going to get from our little company?
You know, it's funny that you bring up Target. Back in 2013 was one of the largest data breaches in recent memory. Target in Pennsylvania was actually hit in December of 2013, right during the holiday season. And they were perpetrated by actually going through an HVAC vendor that Target used. So instead of targeting Target directly, they targeted an HVAC company that they were known to work with. And then because that HVAC company had access into Target's network, they used that entryway to get into Target's network, and it costed them over $200 million.
So it was actually the link that the HVAC contractor used to access the equipment, which is also tied into their network so they can access the equipment.
Exactly. I know, because you know, we work with some HVAC customers ourselves, and I know a lot of these HVAC companies, as part of the service that they do, they need to either remotely monitor the systems, remotely access the systems in some capacity. So a lot of these HVAC companies have perpetual connections to these organizations that they're setting up these systems for.
Okay. And so it might not necessarily be, so that's a case where the actual small business, the contractor, created a problem for Target, the larger one. But so let me ask this question then. Even in a company like ours, right, we don't have those connections to our customer systems.
Yeah.
Right. So why are you so adamant that we bolster our security even in a company like this?
Yeah, because...
And why is that important?
Is your company valuable to you is what it comes down to, right? I mean, if you were attacked by a malicious actor and your business was down for 3 days, a week, what is that worth to you, right? Mm-hmm. What does that cost your business? What does that cost you as the owner? What does that cost your employees? There's a lot of value there, and these companies know that. And one of the largest attacks that goes on right now is called ransomware, right? So that's where these malicious actors will find their way into your network either through an exploit of your firewall, through someone clicking a bad link in an email, et cetera. They get access to your network. They don't destroy your data. They take your data ransom. So they encrypt it all. They send you an email or some sort of a note on your computer saying, hey, we've encrypted all of your data, you can't get it, and your only recourse is to recover from backup. Backup is very important. We'll go over that a little more in detail. But either recover from backup, or the only other alternative is to pay these bad actors whatever amount of money they stipulate that you need to pay them. And the scary part is they give you your data back in most instances when you pay them that money, which is why they're so well-funded, why they're propagating so much, because, you know, you pay them this money, they give you your data back, and that's really, unfortunately, if you don't have something to restore from, the only recourse you have in those situations.
Sure. And actually, we experienced that here.
Yeah.
At one point at Grandy, and that I remember sitting at my desk one time and literally seeing every file just go down the list, and the file extensions were changing down the list, and I remember calling you, and you're going, "Okay, just shut it off, unplug it, get it off of the network."
Yeah.
Because that then not only affects that machine, it affects every other machine.
It's a scary position to be in.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, is there a so many customers today? The end user customers are paying these companies that we're referring to, the contractors across the country, with credit card or debit cards. Is that information something that we need to worry about exposing or being stolen if somebody breaks into our system?
Yeah, so if you're an organization that is taking payment, especially by credit card, you need to abide by what's called PCI compliance or payment credit card industry compliance. Mm-hmm. Some of those things, there's a lot to it to stay compliant. You want to be conscious of it, but it's simple things. It's making sure that whatever devices are taking those credit card transactions are segregated on your network.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.